Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. When was the moon created? In Genesis 1, Scripture records that God created the moon on day 4 of creation week, meaning that the moon cannot be billions of years old, as evolutionists claim. This is the third and final part of our three-part series about the moon, researched by Brandon Rourke. So how do evolutionists explain where the moon came from? Well, they're not quite sure. Multiple theories have been proposed in the past, but the three most popular being the fission, capture, and co-creation theories. However, they were rejected after Apollo astronauts brought back lunar rocks for study, which disproved the theories. The current model, the giant impact hypothesis, is a hybrid of these previous but rejected hypotheses and dates the moon's formation to about 4.5 billion years ago. But even secular scientists say that this model fails to account for all the data points scientists have collected about the moon. The most interesting being that the moon's core is still warm and cooling down, and the detection of recent lava flows, ghost craters, and radon inferring recent volcanic activity. According to the giant impact hypothesis, after billions of years, the moon should have been stone cold, with no associated heat or volcanic activity. This evidence supports the Genesis account that both the moon and the Earth are not billions of years old, but thousands. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast.